I'm going to tell you a story. It's a Bible story. The topic of my story is the birth of Moses. After the king and Joseph die, another king take over the land of Egypt. This king do not know anything about Joseph, and the way he was seeing the descendants of Abraham were multiplying and increasing, he was afraid. He was thinking that one day, the way they are increasing, they may take over the land. So he put them into slavery and oppressing them. And the more they oppress them, the more they increase. This king said to the midwives that anytime the descendants of Abraham, women give birth to a baby boy, they should kill the boy. And that was the time Moses' mother gave birth to him. When Moses' mother gave birth to him, he was a fine boy. And because of that, the mother hid him for 3 months. After the 3 months, she could no longer hide him again. So she kept the boy in a waterproof basket and went and placed the boy in a river where the king's daughter normally go to bath. When the king's daughter went to bath and she saw the basket, she sent her servant girls to go and bring the basket. When they came and opened it, she saw a fine boy. She said, "That is one of the descendants of Abraham, woman child." Meanwhile, Moses' sister was hiding to see what would happen to the child. So Moses' sister said, "I can get you one of the descendants of Abraham, woman, so that she can help to nurse the baby." And the king's daughter asked her to go and look for that woman. She went and called Moses' mother. When she came, the king's daughter gave the baby to her to go and nurse him for her. And she took the baby and went and nursed him. When he was little grown, she sent the baby back to the palace and gave her to the king's daughter. And when she collected the baby, she named him Moses because she had taken him out of water.